Kingslayer, Ned said. The rumors were true, then. He rode on dangerous ground now, he knew. An able and courageous man, no doubt, he said carefully. But his father is Warden of the West, Robert. In time, Sir Jamie will succeed to that honor. No one man should hold both East and West. He left unsaid his real concern, that the appointment would put half the armies of the realm into the hands of the Lannisters. "I will fight that battle when the enemy appears on the field," the king said stubbornly. "At the moment Lord Tywin looms eternal as Casterly Rock, so I doubt that Jaime will be succeeding any time soon. Don't vex me about this, Ned. The stone has been set." "Your Grace, may I speak frankly?"
"I seem unable to stop you," Robert grumbled.
They rode through tall brown grasses. "Can you trust Jaime Lannister? He is my wife's twin, a sworn brother of the King's Guard. His life and fortune and honour are all bound to mine." "As they were bound to Aerys Targaryen," Ned pointed out.
"Why should I mistrust him? He's done everything I've ever asked of him. His sword helped me win the throne I sit on."
"His sword helped taint the throne you sit on," Ned thought, but he did not permit the words to pass his lips. "He swore a vow to protect his king's life with his own. Then he opened that king's throat with a sword."